Well, good evening, everyone. I was going to say I'm sorry we couldn't have the bonfire, but it's not my fault. Unless you want to go out there. No, but Lord willing, perhaps tomorrow night, we'll see how it goes. The Lord knows, He's in charge, amen?
Amen.
And I have a psalm for us for tonight, from Psalm 134, Verses 1 and 2. Behold, bless the Lord. Let's say that together. Behold, bless the Lord. I often thought, can I really bless God's heart? You can. You can. Isn't that an awesome thing? Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. So let's hear the servants of the Lord say that. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Okay. I have, you know, my wife and I, we argue over my mind. I say I'm analytical. She says I'm critical. What's the difference? So I think we could do better. Let's say, bless the Lord. The servants of the Lord say,
bless the Lord.
It's going to be some meeting tonight. Okay. Well, he goes on. He says, behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Come on, let's stand. Every staff member stand. And what do you say?
Bless the Lord.
Isn't it great to express that? Isn't it? And now you can all sit down. Bless the Lord. This is a great psalm.
Yes.
Who by night, it's night, right? You stood, your servants. We're living this word out. Our guest, I apologize. But then it says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. That's powerful too. You know, it took me a long time to get comfortable enough to just lift my hands in a meeting. And I like to share the story. I grew up in the Canesburg Pentecostal Church. I shared about how the praise thing, I had to get used to that. Maybe we shouldn't call it the thing. That's probably not the right thing. But I felt the Holy Spirit wanted me to obey the Lord and lift my hands. Now, I was a young guy, and where would I get that from? But we always sat in one row with my family, my siblings. And it was the hardest thing to just obey when you sat with your family. And one time, I finally just said, you know, I'm going to obey the Lord no matter what. And I was nervous about it, and I put my hands up, and I hit my two sisters in the face. Now, what the ramifications of that were, when I got home, that's all I heard about. Keith got blessed, and he hit both of us. Hitting them was a blessing. But, you know, the Apostle Paul mentions about lifting holy hands. One commentator says it's like elevating your heart to God. I like that thought. Elevating our hearts to the Lord. Oh God, we worship you. I grew up in a church where the pastor, the senior pastor, Reverend James Schulteis, was quite an athlete. He was a AAA baseball player. So he used a lot of analogies. And he often would say, you know, when you go to a sporting event, nobody has to instruct you to clap or do the wave, you know. Remember the wave? What happened to the wave? I don't see it anymore. But he would use those illustrations saying, why can't we lift our hands to God? So I thought of this psalm. Maybe tonight you want to feel free to just elevate your heart to God. What a safe place to be for our hearts, right? Say, Lord, here, take my heart. I lift it up before you. All its cares, all its frustrations, all its fears. Lord, instead of just keeping them enfolded in my breast, I lift them up to you tonight. Isn't that a wonderful thing to do? Oh, thank God that we can do that. Thank God for this Psalm 134. What a wonderful, wonderful instruction to bless the Lord, to lift our hands. We're going to sing 391 in our regular hymnals tonight. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. If you have a testimony tonight or an exhortation, let's feel free. That's such a blessing to obey the Holy Spirit. Let's just enjoy the Lord. 391, and let's stand together.
To Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship the Lamb. Oh, we worship Him. Thank You that we can put our trust in You, O Lord. Our faith is in You, O Heavenly Father. Thank You, O God, our great Savior, our faithful Lord, we thank You. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul. Thank You, all Heavenly Father, that we can bless Your name. We can lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, You reign on high. Lord, You're the Lord of every circumstance and situation. You're the Lord of this camp. And we want to thank You, dear God. And right from the start, we want to again come before that throne of grace for every camper. And pray, Father, that You will work in them, move in them. We pray, Father, that by the Holy Spirit, that You'll sweep through these camps, both in the village and the cottage, into the older and the young ones. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, with everything that's within them. O God, do that work. Meet each counselor. We pray for strength tonight for them, Lord. Holy Spirit, quicken them.
Yes.
We believe You to do that. And we ask this all, Father, trusting in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? You know, I'm thankful for the saints I've had the privilege of having in my life. When I think about it, I've had quite a few saints that impacted my life. I want to mention a few of them, and I know some of you may not know them, but the Schulteises, Jim and Grace Schulteis, were a tremendous blessing in my life. Good pastors, love personified, caring. Then I think of... I've mentioned Brother Bob Collis, who was the second director here, a man that just
Well, a favorite word of his was magnanimous, and he was magnanimous. He loved it. And what I liked about him was he would sit on the altar, and he a lot of times he didn't close his eyes. And he was a big man with big blue German eyes. And he made so I learned to sit up and shut my eyes, because he would sit there sometimes like this, worshiping the Lord. But what a wonderful saint of God. And then I mentioned the gardeners, who were the first directors of this camp. Thank God for Reverend Gardner and Sister Caroline, who were so good at shepherding and faithful in telling you where you were at. They had great discernment. Do you like people who can tell you where you're at? No, you don't. No, you don't. You want to see? But you know, you knew the man loved you, and he was so good at speaking with you. He had a unique technique. Like when he wanted to talk with you, he'd bring you up to his room when I lived with him, and he would have you sit in the lower chair. and he would be, "Now, Keith." And it was good. Thank God for saints that you know love you and speak to you and direct you. I looked tonight, there's the picture of that gentleman up there, Brother Wanamaker. I had the privilege of times when he prayed for me. I'll never forget, it was after a Labor Day weekend, and he had been here. And this saintly man, he was a great violinist, a concert violinist. He wore layer upon layer upon layer of clothes all the time in the summer. But he brought the presence of Christ with him. And I revered him as well. And I'll never forget when it was after the Labor Day weekend here, it was September, and Brother Gardner mentioned, "Brother Wanamaker, it's Keith's birthday." And he was sitting over there, and he was a frail gentleman, and he went to me like this. With a bony little finger. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And he went, "Come here, kneel." And he prayed for me. What a blessing. What a blessing. I thank God for that. One time he said to me, when we were over in the annex over there, he came down for breakfast, and he said, came into where the breakfast table was, and he said, "Praise the Lord." And I said, "Amen." And he said, "I said, praise the Lord." And I said, I thought I needed to say it louder, so I said, "Amen." And he poked me and said, "I said, praise the Lord." It took me a little while till I finally said, "Praise the Lord. That's it." Right? Oh, that's great. And so, praise the Lord. Maybe some of you need a poke. I don't know. Let's sing 195 yet, and then you feel free to share what God is doing in your life. It's good to see Pastor Gary here. If you want to share with us what's going on down there, we'd love to hear it, okay, in the course of the evening. Let's sing this 195.
Rails. tonight. This is the third year that I've had council, but the first time I made it down to a meeting during the night.
Brother Gary, would you mind stepping up to the front and center? We can get you recorded.
Praise God.
It's good to be here with you guys tonight, and first time I've taken the opportunity in the 3 years to come for a night service. We're having bunk devotions tonight, so it gave me a good opportunity to come. I gave out some milk and cookies and ate a cookie or two myself, and then made myself my way over here. So we're learning about faith and walking in faith, looking at the life of Abraham, similarly to the way they did actually last period under Brother Peter Schaefer. And we're just so thankful for the example we have in the life of Abraham and how he said yes to God. And we want to say yes to God. And we want to teach the boys to say yes to God. I told them a story, I believe it was last night, and we had a great response at the altar and, of many who were saying yes to the Lord. Maybe even a little bit more than yes based on my story. I told them of a restaurant that I like to go to in Farmingdale, Long Island. I'm part of a men's ministry, and when we get together for someone's birthday, we tend to go to this same restaurant. And whenever someone is new with us, we call the owner over and we tell the owner, you got to tell us your story, because it's a pretty fascinating story. You see, he came to this country 30 years ago or so, and he did not speak English well at all, and he became a busboy. And the one word that he gravitated towards, that he learned, was the word absolutely. And so whenever the boss would say, I need you to take care of this table, he would say, absolutely. When someone would say, I need some more water, he'd say, absolutely. And as he learned the language a little bit better, he became a waiter. And when someone said, hey, I'd like some extra cheese on my omelet, he'd say, absolutely. And so they all referred to him as Absolutely Mario. That was his name, Mario. Absolutely Mario. And maybe after about 10 or so years, some of the long-term customers that were there pulled out a piece of paper after he said absolutely, and they had on the paper absolutely Mario, and they would almost joke with him that was his catchphrase. He said, well, one day if I make it to have my own restaurant, I'm going to call it Absolutely Mario's. And so that's the restaurant we like to go to, and that's the story we like to hear from Absolutely Mario. But we also take the opportunity after he tells us the story to pray with him. And every time we're there with new people, he lets us pray over him. This last time, he was expressing to us a lot of difficulty he was going through in his life. Difficulty in his marriage, difficulty with his kids, some difficulty with his business. And we were able to pray with him. And after he left us, I said to some of the men, you know, it's interesting. You can achieve the American dream, and it can be an amazing story. But if you don't say absolutely to Jesus, then all of that's not really going to matter at the end of the day. And so that's the story I told the kids last night. And through the life of Abraham, I said to them, does anyone here want to say absolutely to Jesus? And so many of our boys came to say yes, but emphatically, absolutely, to Jesus last night. And we're thankful for what he's doing in the village. And it was such a blessing to just stand at the door as I came in late tonight, again, because I was eating two cookies before I got here. But to hear you pray for us, that was really nice. I know you pray for us, but somehow being here, hearing you pray for us, reminded me that we're not in this alone. So thank you so much, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to share, Brother Keith. We love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes, yes, yes. I'll say yes. thank you, Lord, that you are absolutely working in the village. God, we thank you for that. We thank you for this report. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Father, that there'll be such a solid work done that, Lord Jesus, there'll be that will be a constant theme throughout their whole life, yes, that you, yes, they'll love you absolutely, yes, Lord, fully. In Jesus' name we ask it, yes, and believe you to do it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, there, Jesus. Praise you. Wonderful Savior. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship the Lord, our God. Praise you, praise you. We worship you, Lord.
Amen. You're more than able. You are more than able.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful Savior. Let's sing number 89 in our camp books. Number 89, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place. Glorious thing when you get to the place you don't need any other argument. You don't need any other plea. It's enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for that.